יהונדף נונחס פטפט תודאץ. Then the Mishnah says, Nosan es hamolei bereken. He's now, he already finished the dam of the par and the dam of the sora doing separate hazois in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then he went outside and facing towards the parochus, he made also one up and said the dam was with the par, then with the sawyer. Now it comes, he mixes the two dams together. He mixes the dam of the par and the dam of the sora together. And now he's going to go to the Mizbeach HaPnim and put the Zrikis on the four corners of the Mizbeach. So the Mishnah says, Nosan es hamolei bereken. He like pours back. First he does is he puts the kli with the dam of the par and pours it into the kli with the dam of the soyer. Now the bloods are both mixed together in this Mizrik. Now the Mishnah says he spills back again the mole, the full kli, back into the empty one. So Mar says like this, Boi minei romi bar chome mirav chizda. What's going to be the locha b'shas a regular kabbalah sadam? That means as b'kibul boye sadam amahu. The kohen makes a regular kabbalah. He receives the dam, but he puts one kli inside another kli. Usually the kohen holds the kli in his hands like this, and he makes the shechita, and the blood starts running in right inside the kli. Of course, the din is you have to be his hands touch the kli. There can't be a chatzitzan between his hands and the kli. What's going to be if you have one mizrak, one kli inside another kli, and the kohen is only touching the outside kli, and the blood goes in the inside kli? Is that called a chatzitza or not? Is it called the kohen is touching the kli and it's called like one kli since they're both the same min or not? That was the shaila. Min be min a chaytzeitz, or yein a chaytzeitz? Do we say since it's the exact same min, they're both two types of kelim, it's not a chatzitza, it's still like one kli and it's good? Or else no, still that's called a chatzitza. Rashi says, "Choytzeitz v'nimtza shein kabbalazu b'koyin shereinu oiches b'mizrak shadam boy." He's not holding the kli that has the dam inside it. That's the shaila. Is this called a chatzitz or not? Since it's min d'minay. So Amalei, he answered back. Reb Chizda answered back. Tinisu, I'll bring your raya from our Mishnah. It says now Mishnah nosan es hamolei bereken, that you have to put the full kli into the empty kli. So the havimina is, my love, doesn't the Mishnah mean to say hoishiv mizrak moli? He puts the full kli, the kli now that has both dams inside it, l'toich mizrak reikon. He just puts the whole kli into the empty kli, and still the Torah says v'lokach, you have to hold it, like Rashi says. Li'achash ira dam ha'pal dam ha'soyer choizem ara mizrak moli l'toich. That's Torah ready. Before Rashi says, my love hoishiv mizrak hamoli b'toich reikon. She'ira mimenu, from the one you poured off first, you poured into the second one, into the dam ha'soyer, now you pour them both back into the first one, the empty one. For ha'chad ha'v'miner is nami v'lokach k'siv. The Torah says v'lokach, you have to take it. V'lokach midam ha'par midam ha'soyer. V'ach lekicho achizas ha'mizraki. What does it mean v'lokach? You have to hold the kli. Now here you're holding the outside kli, and the dam is in the inside kli. Do you see that's still called the v'lokach? Do you see, since it's min b'minoi, it's not called the chatzitza? So Gemarian says, no, I'll tell you there's no raya from our Mishnah. I'll tell you, loy, the Mishnah doesn't mean to say you put the kli inside the other kli. It means to say, ira mizrak mole l'toich mizrak reken. It means to say you poured the blood. Hey, it's the full cup of blood now, you poured back again into the empty cup. But avada, the kohen holds the empty, the first cup now. Only that cup by itself, there's no two cups involved. For at the Gemara, if it only means you pour it back into the first mizrak, ha'tonel le'reisha. We already learned that at the beginning. In other words, we did it already one time. The reisha, the Mishnah says, ira dam ha'par l'teich dam ha'soyer. You're supposed to spill the dam of the par into the dam of the soyer. So you already mixed up the two dams. So just to pour it back again into the first empty one, what do you have to pour it back for? So the Gemara says, yes, k'dei la'arvin yofa yofam. The reason why you pour it back again is to mix it up well, like you pour here and pour back and forth. That's the way you mix something up. That's all the Mishnah means to say. Pour it back again to mix up the blood's good. But avada, the kli you're holding is only one kli, and there's only dam inside this one kli, so it's not called a chatzitza at all. Mashenka, here we have one kli inside another kli. That could be still a suffix if it's good or not. So Mara says, come and bring another raya. Mara says, Toshima, come in here, the Gemara in Zvochim, that says, Hoyoimed agabe kli. If a koyin, when he was doing the avoid in the base of Migdish, he was standing on top of the kli. Oy agabe regal chaberoi, or else he's standing on top of his friend's, the other kohen's foot, is a locha puffle. It's no good, it's called a chatzitza. But the locha is the kohen gadol has to stand on top of the floor. And that's why the kohen gadol, any kohen, b'shas is doing the avodah. And that's why the locha is they have to go barefoot, they can't even wear socks, because there can't be a chatzitza, nothing between them and the floor. Here it says if he's standing on top of a kli, it's no good because it's called a chatzitza, that's okay. But it says, who adin if he stands on top of his friend's foot? Now his friend's foot is min b'minoi. His foot and your foot are 2 feet. So why do we say it's called a chatzitza? So we see even min b'min is also called a chatzitza. You badavka have to be on top of the floor, and even min b'min is no good. Like Rashi says, Oymed agabe kelim, the Torah of the Rabbi Yishmael, hoyel v'ritzpo mekadeshes. When you stand on the floor in the base of Midish, it's Mekadosh the Kohen. O Klisharos Mekadoshim. Who within a Klisharos? You put something inside, it also becomes Kodesh. So Ma Klisharos, just like the loch of a regular Klisharos, a regular Keli, Lo Yehei Dova Chaitzeis Beinoi, O Bein Klisharos, there can't be anything dividing between what's inside the Kli and the Kli itself. Is Af Ritzpah, that sounds the same thing when a Kohen stands on the floor, Lo Yehei Dova Chaitzeis Beinoi Lebein HaRitzpah. There can't be anything in between him and the floor. That's the Gemara Masechta Tzvachim. So it says, Agabi Regel Chaveroi, Alma Min B'minei Chaitzit. This is the Raya. Even though foot and a foot is the same min, still we see your foot, Lamaitz, is not touching the floor. You're on top of your friend's foot. It's no good. See, here also, if there's a Kli inside another Kli, Lamaitz, the Kohen's hands, is not touching the inside Kli. So it should be possible. So my answer is no. I'll tell you, Shani Regel, the foot is different. The Leimotzi Mevatulei. Because for sure you're not going to leave your foot there too long. Like Rashi says, Normal, if I'm standing on your foot, you don't let me stand there too long. It hurts, you're going to move away your foot. So you're not going to let me stand on top of you for now until I finish Mahu Avoida. So then we can't say we look as if the 2 feet are like 1 foot, it's bottled, so it's not called a chatzitza. Since you're going to take away your foot right away, so we look as if that foot is not part of my foot. So where is my foot now? It's not on the floor. It's on top of your foot. That's no good. But when I have 2 kelim, one inside the other one, lemaisa doesn't bother you. You let them stay there for a long time. So 2 kelim can stay together. So calls the money doing the avoida. It's a sort of like even mavato. You're leaving this kli inside that kli. So it looks now like 1 kli. So lemaisa the koyin is touching the kli. That's kosher. Maybe here it's not called a chatzitza. One, you need to mavatle it and let it stay there for a long time. Or like Rashi says, at least throughout the whole avodah, we look as if it's 1 kli, and it's not called a chatzitza then. You're touching the 1 kli. But a foot on top of another foot, you're not going to let it stay there too long. That for sure is no good. So Melo, it could be by us, it's not called a chatzitza. So Gemara is not pushing the shiloh. Gemara still lies by itself a little bit. Tosis has asked the famous question, that what's the shiloh here if you're holding a kli? It shouldn't be good. Because there's a Gemara in Sukkah that talks about when you take the lulav, it's called, you have to make a lekicha. You have to take it. And lekicha ayde dover achar is called shemo lekicha. But even though Torah says, you have to take a pre-etzodr, you have to hold it in your hands, still we say, if you have something wrapped around the lulav, and then you put your hands on it, it's kosher. Because what's wrapped around the lulav is like bottle to the lulav, it's part of the lulav. So you're holding the lulav, now it's good. So the same thing here also, you have 1 kli inside a kli, this kli is like wrapped around the other kli. So when you put in on top of the kli, this kli wrapped around the other one should be bottle, of course it should be good. So why is it a shalom which is called a chitzunad? For there we see it's called like a base yad. It's called like a handle to the kli. So for sure it should be good. So those answers, v'yeshloimar, to'osomar v'shekorech suder sobev halulav. True. You try, you put your handkerchief around the lulav. O marich boy, v'yoysim in hasudah k'moy beis yad. V'yoychis boy, you make like a handle to the lulav, that's called you holding the lulav. Avol hecha de korach yodei besudah, v'taypas lulav kach loyshim olakicha. But when you put the handkerchief around your hand, and now you go to take the lulav, that's no good. Because the handkerchief is on your hand, and that's called the chatzitza. But I says a mizrach with a mizrach the hocha to mashlim shitalei. You have a shein the min hayachitzes lemari sheichas achitzes misfoisoysav. The yozvad lechayit devilay kumay besyad. Hela sheichas lamate v'shulav. We're not talking about you holding 1 kli on the side of the next kli. If you're holding on the side of the kli, that's called like a beis achiza. It's like a handle to the next kli. That would be kosher. We're talking about though you're holding on the bottom. If you're holding it on the bottom, so the bottom of the kli is not cooled like a handle to the top kli. So our Gemara is talking about you're holding the bottom of the bottom kli. So since one kli is inside of another kli, and you're only holding the bottom one, not the top one, that's called the chatzitza. But it could be, if you hold the side of the kli, maybe that's not called a chatzitza. Because since it's wrapped around on the side of it, that's called like a beis achiza, like a handle. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Vaita. Ika di Amri, someone will say like this. Hochi boy minei. This was really Rami Bachom Shalot to Rav Chisda. Now his shayla was, if you make a Kabbalah Sakli, and the Koyin is holding the Kli, but he has one Kli inside another Kli, and the Dam goes into the inside Kli, and the Koyin is only holding the outside Kli, is that called a Chatzitza or not? The Koyin has to hold the Kli. So we want to say now, maybe it's not called a Chatzitza. Since the two Kelim Aksidid Min Beminoi, they're both the same Min Kli, it's like both of one to the other, it's not a Shalaf and Chatzitza. But still there's another question, maybe it's no good. Ika di Amri Hochi Boy Minei. Derech Shiras Pekach, or Yain Derech Shiras Pekach? That was the Shaila. Is this a Derech to be Oivir Hashem, to bring the Kabbonis? Shiras means the Avoida. Is this the way to do the Avoida by the Kabbonis? Maybe a Derech is to hold only one Kli in your hand. But to have a Mizruk, Batech Mizruk, one Kli inside another Kli, to Mekabel the Dam, even though true it's not called a Chatzitza maybe, because it's Min Deminoi, but it's not a Derech, it's not a nice thing to do that way, that's not what the Torah wanted you to do, that's not called the Avoida. That was a Shaila. It's not a derech shiras. So in this Toshma, come on, bring your raya. Yes, it is called a derech shiras. The Tana of the Rebbe Yishmael. We learned in a brisa from the Rebbe Yishmael. The pasuk says, "Es kol kalei hashoris, ashe yishor shu bom ba'kodesh." Yeah, right. Lochu es kol kalei hashoris, ashe yishor shu bom ba'kodesh. So there's a lashon kol kalei hashoris. Klei means lashon rabin. And then it says, Asher Yishar Suvom, that you use it mashma lashon yochid. In other words, when you're doing one avodah, it's a derech to use two kelim for it. That's what we darshan here. It says, Shnei kelim v'shiras achas. There are two kelim you can use when you're doing one shiras. So it is called derech, shiras tekach, so then it would be kosher. Right. Boy minei Rami bar Chomo mirav Chizda. Rami bar Chomo asked another question from Rav Chizda. What's going to be the loch of Hirniach Siv v'toich ha-mizrik? He put a sieve. A sieve is like the bark of a palm tree. It's a type of material that has something to do like a sponge. It's porous. The liquid could go through it. But you put the sieve now around in the kli, and this is the mizrak that you'd be mekabel the dam. So again, the dam, when it comes in, it doesn't touch the sides of the kli. It touches the sieve, the bark. Is that called a chatzitza or not? Is that called a good kabbalah or not? That was the shayla. Heniyach sieve, you put the bark of a palm tree, b'toicha mizrak, inside this kli, the kibaboy yes adam, and you receive the dam on this kli mahu. Do we say min bishenim minoy chaitzit? One svar is the bark of a palm tree, the sieve, is not the same min of the kli. We're talking about posture of the kli, could be a metal kli. So inside the metal kli, you have this sieve, this bark that grows around the palm tree. So it's an enim minoy. So it should be called a chaitzit. It's dividing between the kli and the blood. It shouldn't be good. Or else the other svar is no, maybe it's not called a chatzitza. Why? Kiven the mechalchul loichayis. Since lemaisa mechalchul means it's like porous. The blood could go through this material. It's like a spongy material. So since the blood could go through the material, it's considered as if it's mamish touching the kli, and it's not called a chatzitza. Or else the other svar is no, still it's loishino, still it's called a chatzitza. So with the Gemara Sofik. So Gemara says, Omalei Taninu. So Chiz the answer to the back, come, I'll bring you Raya from a Mishnah Masech Tepora. We learned like this. Zoylech v'hoylech asher megil esvug. You're allowed to pour off the water until you come to the sponge. That's the loch in Masech Tepora. So it's talking about like this. There was talking about that you have a kli, that the locher by the mechates is, you put the ashes of the poradum into a kli, and then you put mayim chayim into the kli. Was Mayim Chaim El Kelly, that the water has to be inside a kli. So inside the kli, it has Kedushas Mechatis, then you can use this water to spray on the tummy to make him Torah. Now what's going to be if inside the kli you have a sponge? You have a sponge inside the kli. So the loch is like this. The water that's inside the sponge, that's posel. That you can't use for Mechatis. Because the posel says the water has to be inside the kli, and the water inside the sponge is called in the sponge, not inside the kli. Now the question is, what about the water that's on top of the sponge or on bottom of the sponge? Is that water called in the kli? Or else do we say, no, the sponge is called like a chatzitza, it's not called in the kli. So the locher is, yes, that water is kosher. The water on top of the sponge is kosher. So you see, the sponge is not called the chatzitza. Hey, since a sponge is something that material, your water could go through it, all the water on top of it is called in the kli, like attached to the kli itself. Just halacha is the water that's mamish inside the sponge, that you can't use. But the water on top is kosher. Therefore, when you start pouring off the water, you have to be careful only to pour the top water off. But as soon as you get near the sponge, then you have to be afraid some of the water that was in the sponge is going to start to run out. So that's water you can't use. That's this halacha. Zoylech, like spill out the water, b'hoylech, ad shemigila svud, until you get to the mokta place where the sponge is. When you get near the sponge, then the water you can't use anymore. Because we're afraid some water from the sponge itself would come out. But I call upon them, the top water you see is kosher. So you have a clear raya that a svud, a sponge, is not called a chatzitza. So Morin says, no, maybe for Namasechta Pori, you don't have a raya to our case of blood. Shani maya de klisha. Maybe it's only swallowed there by water. Water is very light. So water travels easily through a sponge. See, even though Kozaman, the sponge is inside the kli, we don't say the water travels back and forth, because then all the water would be puzzled. Because any water that went into the sponge, you can't use for the mechatis. So when the sponge is in there staying still, true, only the water stays in the sponge, doesn't come out. But like if you would squeeze the sponge, all that water would come out, and new water would go through it. So it's easy for water to be pushed to go through the sponge. Maybe that's why it's not called a chatzitza. That's why the top water is still called attached to the bottom water, to the kli, because it's easy for water to go through a sponge. But water is very light. Mashenkein, blood is much thicker. Blood doesn't travel through so easily. So maybe our shaila was, you have this sieve, you have this bark, like in the kli, and you're putting the dam on top of it. So maybe the blood doesn't travel through the sponge so easy. It doesn't go through the sieve. Yeah, it doesn't go through it. So maybe there it's called the chatzitza. So you can't bring a raya from water to blood. That's what we're answering. True, you have a raya by water. It's not called the chatzitza, the sponge, but maybe by blood, it is called the chatzitza, something like a sponge, like avalach of the sieve, of this bark of the palm tree. Then the Gemara says, Ikad the army, someone is saying, no, it is a good raya. Hochi poshetle. We have takapshitis on this Mishnah in Parah that badam kosher. Yes, dam is also called light, like water. Just like water goes through a sponge, huadim dam also goes through. Like Rashi says, badam kosher the kolish. Dam is also considered light, like water. And since it could go through this porous type of a substance, havada, it's also kosher. It's not called a chatzitza. But I tell you, bekoim it's possible. But by a mincha, halacha is the kohen has to take the kemitza, he has to take the 3 fingers full of the flour and oil, and then he put the kemitza, he puts into a klisharis. Now the halacha is the kohenitz, the mincha has to touch the klisharis. Now let's say in this klisharis now you have a sieve, you have this bark of the palm tree, then for sure it's possible. Because flour is very hard, that doesn't travel through the sponge. So therefore it's possible. That's what he says. But kohenitz possible. But by kemitza, by a hard substance like flour and oil, there for sure is maskim it's possible, there it's no good. The Rashi says, bekoim it's possible, bekiddush shehakoim it's toinless kaddish, bekli li'achar ha-kemitza. After you make the kemitza, the mincha, you have to put what's in your hand inside the kli. For who kineged kabbalah bedam is possible the chayitz. That's kineged by a korban, that you have to make a shchit and then a kabbalah sadam, that's the locha by a mincha. The kemitz is kineged the shchita, and then putting the kemitz into a klisharis, that's doimah the kabbalah. So the mincha has to touch the klisharis. So if you have a sieve, you have this bark of the palm tree inside the kli, since the mincha is a hard substance, doesn't travel through, there for sure it's possible, it's called the chatzitza. Mashenk, in our case, blood, even though it's more thicker than water, but blood could also travel through, blood would not call the chatzitza. Since it goes through the kli, that's also called part of the kli, it's not called the chatzitza. Rashi says, Shani maya the kli, that means v'yoytzim mikol evoriv. It goes all the sides, but nechnosas beinor lebein kli, goes in between the sieve or the sponge and the kli, it travels all over. Avodam afu, but dam is a little bit thicker, doesn't travel so well. Doesn't travel on the sides or even through it. And that the Gemara says, Ika the army, no, blood also travels. The only thing that's possible is only your kemitz, that doesn't travel. Mishnah says, the pasuk really says, V'yotso el ha-mizbeach ha-shelef ne'ashem. After the Kohen Gadol got finished with the third set of avodah, that was, the first set of avodah was to take the dam ha-par into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and make the hazois, lamala, and lamata. Then he took the dam ha-sor, also did lefnai lefnim. Then he came outside, and by the instilling in the Heichel, he was facing towards the Proichus, like he was right in front of the Proichus, on the front part of the Heichel. And he made also the one hazel upwards and seven downwards from the Dama Par, and the same thing he did for the Dama Soyer. Then he mixed up the blood together, and now the Pasuk says, V'yotzeh le'mizbeach asher lefnei Hashem. He has to walk now in back of the Mizbeach HaPnim, and now he makes the four zrikas on the four corners of the Mizbeach. So up until now, he came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but he didn't come too far down on the Heichel. He just stood like right in front of the Preichus and made the Hazors towards the Preichus. When he finished that, then he had to walk backwards in back of the Mizbeach HaPnim, and now standing on the bottom side of the Mizbeach HaPnim, we'll soon see he made the four zrikas on the four sides. The Pasuk says, V'yotzeh le'mizbeach asher lefnei Hashem, ze Mizbeach Hazor. That's the inside Mizbeach, that's the Mizbeach HaPnim, the golden Mizbeach. Hischol macha toy v'yerid. So he starts to make the zrikas on the four corners. And it says loshen of v'yerid. He makes the zrika downwards. So Rashi explains why downwards. So Rashi hischol macha toy v'yerid. Mishum the sfir le lahaitana. The Tana of our Mishnah holds hakofa beregel, that the Kohen Gadol had to walk around to all four sides of the mizbeach apanim, even though it was a very small mizbeach. It was only 2 amas by 2 amas. And really, one man, the Yom says, he stood still and just stretched his hands out to reach to all four corners. But the Tanakhama, he holds no. The Kohen Gadol walked around to all four corners. Kiryama b'Gemara. Now, v'chol matona matona hoisa b'keren shalafonav. Each matona, each zrika that he put on top of the corner, he was standing right in front of the corner. V'samakla, he's very near it. V'tzorach litein milmala lamata. He has to put the dam in an upwards manner, downwards. Why? In order that his shirt should not get dirty. We don't want, like, if his hands will stand like this, so he has to dip his finger into the blood. If it will stand like this, the blood would drip down his finger and touch his shirt like. So we don't want his shirt to get dirty. That's why he had to do the zrika this way. Like we'll soon see. So, he has to put upwards, downwards. This Mizbeach HaPnim was only 2 amas high. Let's say 4 feet high. Like some sheep is only like 3.5 feet high. The Efsha Litzadeh Rosh Hetzbois, if he can't put his hands, Lamata downwards, Veloseh Samatona Bekeren, to put the Makaren Bekeren, Milamata Lamal, in order to go like this. He can't go like this. Why not? Like to do downwards, then upwards. Because if he go like this, downwards and upwards, so down would come down to his shirt. The Akorchok Rosh Hetzbois of Lamala. The Rosh Hetzbois will have to be upwards. If go downwards and upwards, the dam would drip down through his shirt. Therefore, he has to do upwards, downwards. That's what the Mishnah says. He like puts the dam downwards. So, and it's going downwards. He has to put the dam like this downwards. He starts doing it on the corners. Now, which corner does he start from? So, Mishnah says, "Umeheichon hu maskel." From which corner of the mizbeach apnim does he start to put the zrika on? So, mikeren mizrach esvoinis. He goes to the bottom right side, like the mizbeach before he was mamish near the heichon, near the proiches, near marav side. So he has to walk all the way down the mizbeach to come to the Mizrach side of the Mizbeach, on the right side, Mizrach Tzvoinis. This right side, what? Yeah, right, yeah, right. That's the bottom right side, the Mizrach Tzvoinis, right, east, north side. Then he goes to Tzvoinis, he goes upwards there in the right turn, to the north, Umar, west side. Then he goes to Marovis Droimis, the west south. Then he goes to Droimis Mizrachis, the southeast. Now, that's the way he goes. This is according to the Tanakhama. He goes a right turn to the four corners. Mokim shumascho bechates hamizbech achitzin. Heisiyen zof. In the dreimus mizrochis, that's the place that when you bring a regular chates on the outside mizbeach, you start over there. On an outside, on the chates, korban chates has to have zrikis on all four corners of the mizbeach. Now, a regular korban chatis is brought on the outside mizbeach achitzin. Usually there, the first zrika there is on the dreimus mizrochis. Now here, on the mizbeach apnim, the last zrika was done on the dreimus mizrochis. Now, misham hoyegoymer al mizbeach, misham hoyegoymer al mizbeach apnimi. Hey, that's the one where he ended off on the mizbeach apnim. In other words, this dreimus mizrochis, that he's ending off here now in the Mizbeach HaPnim on Yom Kippur, that's the same place on the outside Mizbeach that he would start on a regular Korban Chatas. This is what our Tanakhama holds. Reb Lezer Weimer, no. Bim Koimoi Hoyoimi. The Kohen Gadol came down to the front of the Mizbeach and he stood at one corner. He stood there. Umachato, and he made his rik on all four corners. He was able to stretch his hand out. The whole Mizbeach was 2x2 amis. It wasn't so big. He was able to stand on one corner and stretch his finger out to put the dam here, put the dam here, put the dam here, and then do the one right in front of him. He just stood still, Reb Lezer holds. His oy made him koimoy. Now, the other three corners that was a little bit away from him, he was able to stretch out his hand and go like this. So then the blood doesn't have to drip down his shirt. He could, like, once his hand is bent over, he could go downwards, upwards, easy. The dam doesn't fall on his hands. So the other three corners that he stretches out to, he was able to go downwards, upwards. Mashenkin chutz mizu, only the one corner that he was standing by, he was right near it. Shoyis lefonav, that corner that he was standing by, shoyinoisim l'malo l'mater. There he had to go upwards, downwards, in order that the blood should not drip down his shirt. That's what Reb Lezer holds. So we'll see in the Gemara the Machlokes. So that was one set of avodah you have to do on the Mizbeach HaPnim. You have to put four zrikis on the four corners of the Mizbeach. Then the Pasuk really says, this is not the Pasuk, Hiza al tirosh haMizbeach sheva pamim. That's the next, the Parsha says, the next avodah is on top of the Mizbeach HaPnim, you have to do seven hazois on the top of the Mizbeach. The Rashi says, Hiza al tiroi, acha shegomar matonas akronis. After we finish putting on the four corners of the Mizbeach, Maz Olav Sheva Pomin, he has to make now seven hazoyas on the top of the Mizbeach. Kidichsiv, like the Pasuk says, Fihizo Olav Min Hadam, you have to spray the dam on top of the Mizbeach seven times. Now, even though before we had a machloikis, when exactly do you mix up the dam aparan, the dam arasoyer, our Mishnaisen hold that even the four zrikas on the four corners were also done with the two dams mixed together. We had before Rabbi Yashi said not like that. He held you didn't mix the dam. They're both done one after another. First you put the dam of the par in one corner, then the dam of the sur in the corner. The same thing going around. But on this avoida of putting the seven hazoyas on top of the mizbeach, everybody's moida that the dams were mixed up together, and on the seven on top for sure was done together one zrika seven times of the dam of par and dam of sur mixed together. And then after this he was finished with the avoidas of the dam. Now, Shirei Hadam, what does he do with any blood he has left over, that the blood was mixed up already together? So what does he do with the leftover blood? He had to take this blood to the outside Mizbeach and pour it to the Yisoid, the foundation on the Marav side, on the west side. What about B'shal Mizbeach HaChitzin? What about if you brought a korban on the Mizbeach HaChitzin, a regular korban brought outside? Where did you pour the leftover blood there? You didn't pour it on the same place where you poured the dam of the Pnim. That was done on the Mar side, but rather you did it on the south side. On Mizbeach HaChitzin, but the foundation of the drum is the south side. That's where you pour the leftover blood from the Mizbeach HaChitzin. The leftover blood from the Mizbeach HaPnim was also poured on the outside Mizbeach, but on the Mar side. Now, Elu V'Elu Misarvin. Both these two bloods eventually fell to the floor and got mixed up together, biyama, in the stream of water that was going through the Azorah. Rashi's Elu V'Elu, Domim Achitzoinim, V'Apnimim, both bloods, Hanishpochim HaYisayid Mizbeach Oila, that was poured on the Yisayid, the foundation of the outside Mizbeach, HaYishayisim V'Loiflim in HaYisayid Al-Ritzvam. The dams would fall from the Yisayid onto the floor, and then they would go, Misarvim biyama, Silon Shebazor, that was like a pipe, like a line, a flow of water going through the Azorah. Hayoytzel Nachal Kidron. Now that flow of water went out to the Nachal Kidron. Now that's where all the dirt or the blood here went out to the Nachal Kidron. The Yoytzel Nachal Kidron. It went out to a special Nachal Kidron. Now what do they do with the blood over there on Nachal Kidron? V'nim korin l'gananin l'zevil umaylum behen. They used to sell it to l'gananin, to the farmers. And the farmers could use it l'zevil. They could use it for use of fertilizing their fields. Umaylum behen. There was nisa miller upon them.